anyone care about the 7-year-old in Sephora?
Why do you need all that? I genuinely thought you guys were exaggerating when you guys were telling your stories about the little girls in Sephora. They are actually insane.
Sephora just launched another skincare brand for babies. Let Ever Eden, Sephora's newest skincare line for ages 3 and up.
Marketing self-care products to children under the age of 5 is kind of spooky. This is a new one.
Mostly, I think about the young girls and a generation of young girls who are seeing this and these morning sheds and these wraps and 10-step skincare routines and worried about wrinkles at 13. And it's just too much. I don't know how they are going to handle this.
Now, dermatologists are warning parents that some products contain ingredients that are potentially harmful to their skin.
When she started getting the blistering, I was completely dumbfounded that this was packaged, obviously, in a way that a lot of kids are using these masks.
This impact on my mind that I have to fit this or have this to be beautiful.
Across the nation, 8-year-olds are storming Sephora, hunting for anti-aging products to ward off the dreaded smile lines they've only heard horror stories about. These so-called Sephora kids have caused quite the stir this past year as they're turning stores upside down in their quest to snag the latest drunk elephant polypeptide cream or whatever beauty product happens to be trending that week. And for good reason, there has been a lot of pushback against this. Even the president and CEO of Sephora said that we do not market to this audience. But funny enough, the resistance was short-lived, as now they're choosing to not just embrace the chaos, but encourage it. Just in these past few months is when we've really seen this happen, as more and more child-safe beauty products have been popping up on shelves, because why not give the people, or the children, what they want? And so with mom and dad's money in hand and the fear of wrinkles lighting a fire under their butts, these girls continue to flood stores. But it's not as simple as kids just wanting to wash their faces, as the problem goes so much deeper. Between new brand launches made for girls as young as 3, along with the horror stories of girls doing permanent damage to their faces, it's safe to say that we are not in a good place. So let's get into it, why Gen Alpha is so desperate to look young and how it's doing long-term damage to these girls. Right off the bat, I do want to apologize for my voice if it bothers you. I had a cold last week and lost my voice for a few days, and it still really hasn't come back. So we're working with the vocal cords that we have today. But anyways, as we know, Sephora kids have been a very hot topic this past year. I even talked about the phenomenon in a video about preteens, I think, losing their childhood. But as it turns out, things have only continued to escalate and become even more dystopian. Have you heard of the brand Sincerely Yours? If you haven't, like myself, it's a skincare brand that recently launched by a 15-year-old influencer, Salish Matter. I hadn't heard of her, but she has millions of followers, so she's popular. This debut set the tone for this whole video, as little girls began lining up outside as early as 4 a.m., with some even camping out overnight to secure their place. By mid-morning, the mall which held the event was packed with over 80,000 attendees in an overwhelming turnout. So what products were these children buying, you may ask? Cleansers, serums, and moisturizers. Essentially, the skincare world has grown beyond the niche of just Gen Alpha influencers online and is now a standard everyday part of girlhood. To the point that as an 8-year-old, if you don't have a skincare routine, it's basically the equivalent as being the only kid without a Tamagotchi on their backpack. Joanna Almstead, mother of a 10-year-old daughter, says in her local mother's group chat, nearly every mom has skincare, skincare, skincare on the holiday gift lists they were given by their fifth graders.
Teens and tweens are out here having birthday parties at Sephora. This article talks about 9-year-old Mia and how she had actual makeup artists giving glowy skin tutorials and activities like how many Sol de Janeiro scents exist.
And a lot of this is rooted in TikTok, of course, as that is where Gen Alpha is spending all their time these days. The Gen Alpha influencers are really working overtime, brainwashing these kids to buy the latest vitamin C serum. But the app is overflowing with young girls posting their Get Ready With Me videos, with some of them getting up hours before school just to fit in their skincare routine, which often includes products that cost more than your average electricity bill. Mia, age 14, says, because everyone was doing it. I felt like it was the only way I could fit in. Mia got hooked on Get Ready With Me videos, where influencers film themselves getting ready for school, for a night out with friends, packing for a trip. It's like a trance. You can't stop watching. So when they tell me, go buy this product, or I use this and it's amazing, it feels very personal. Getting what they have makes me feel connected to them. But like I mentioned, this goes far beyond the limitations of social media, because even if your kid doesn't have TikTok, they're exposed to it from their friends who are online. And you might be thinking, well, there are worse things for little girls to be interested in than just taking care of their skin, except that's not really what it is. We're not talking about just any skincare routine. No, skincare has evolved from basic washing your face to a complex lineup involving toners, serums, acids, and masks. Sometimes up to 20 products are being used. And it keeps getting worse because girls are getting sucked into the skincare cult younger and younger every year. A report released by Ulta Beauty last year found that members of Gen Alpha, those born after 2010, started experimenting with beauty products at an average age of 8, 5 years earlier than the generation above them. This journalist even remarked that she thought she had more time to address the balance between beauty and self-worth, but as her daughter hit the ripe age of 6, she's already asking for it. Point being, the Sephora Kid epidemic is more than just a trend. It's a lifestyle for girls ages 3 and up. But while for us this is obviously horrifying, there is a certain group of people who couldn't be more excited. Beauty brands. Because what could be better than indoctrinating children into the makeup and skincare industry at the same age that they're learning their alphabet? It's so all-encompassing that next thing you know, these kids are going to be singing A is for active ingredients, B is for brightening serum, and C is for cleanser. And these companies can't get enough of it because this is a huge untapped market that seems to have all of a sudden become available to them. According to Mintel Research, Gen Alpha's spending power will reach $5.5 trillion by 2029. This obsession with health routines that aren't actually relevant to their health really highlights how disconnected we are from actual healthcare. Speaking of which, that's where today's sponsor, ZocDoc, comes in. I don't know about you, but I've had to deal with some pretty brutal doctors in my time. The first memory that comes to mind is when I was pregnant with my first Rook, and I went to a clinic for some unrelated issue, but of course the pregnancy came up. And during that appointment, the doctor decided it was appropriate to say to my face, well, you're going to want to take out that nose ring if you want to be a good mom. I swear to God, she said that to me. But honestly, in the moment, I didn't know how to respond to that because it was just such an unhinged thing to say. On top of it, at the end of the appointment, she scolded me for not having a family doctor. Fair enough, but I did have a midwife for the pregnancy, so I was fine. But she asked if I wanted to be added to her patient roster. Can you believe it? I left that office so quickly. Fast forward to modern day, and I have a new doctor that actually cares about my well-being without being super judgmental. And it feels great to know that my health is in the hands of someone knowledgeable, caring, and respectful. But that's not the case for a lot of people, as more often than not, people just stick to the doctor they know because they don't have access to the wider network of doctors available. And for all my American viewers, that's exactly what today's paid partner, ZocDoc, aims to help with. Finding a doctor who feels right for you. ZocDoc is a free website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors, choose the right one for your needs, and click to instantly book an appointment. From mental health to dentistry, eye care, skincare, and everything in between, whether you're searching for a specialist or a general checkup, ZocDoc helps you compare high-quality, verified providers, all with detailed profiles and real patient reviews, so you know exactly what to expect. ZocDoc makes it easy to book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 healthcare providers, so you can choose the best, most convenient care for you. Plus, ZocDoc helps you get appointments fast, typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking, and you can even score same-day appointments. No need to call doctor's offices and wait on hold either. ZocDoc lets you do everything online. Stop waiting, stop guessing, and start getting the care that you need. Go to ZocDoc.com/AshleyEmbers to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. Thank you so much to ZocDoc for partnering with me. And now let's get back to the video. But it's not just the current market that these companies are trying to capitalize on. They're trying to create lifetime disciples. Because the earlier that brands can get children into their products, the higher the likelihood they'll continue to use those products into adulthood. I even use the same Neutrogena makeup wipes that I used at like 14, because why would I try something else when I already know it works? But if you think that's scummy behavior for brands to take advantage of children, that's because it is. But they do sleep well at night because their excuse is that children children are already going to use skincare whether we make products or not, so why not cash in on it? As if that's the only option. Like, this is the equivalent of a Budweiser selling baby buds, because kids are going to ask their parents to try their drink anyway, so why not give them their own version? This is crazy. That's exactly what we've seen happen just in the past year, where it seems like every beauty brand is coming out with a kid's line of skincare now. That's right. Want a pale pink Barbie moisturizer and cleanser set made for ages 3 and up and only $63? Everdeen's got you. As this testimonial on their website says, my 8-year-old calls this her Barbie spa time and won't go to bed without it now. New brands are popping up as well, like Pippa, aimed at ages 7 to 12, who's sending out merch to children influencers, including a periwinkle hat that says start young. This is what I mean by dystopian. As well, Rini is selling hydrating face masks for, again, 3-year-olds. And even for your littlest girls, you can get a baby teether toy set with a gua sha and a jade roller to get your child familiarized with the tools that they'll need soon enough, but in an age-appropriate way. The other reason why brands are able to get away with this and why so many parents are oblivious to the harm is because it's all being branded as self-care. The message is a noble one, that you should teach your children to take care of themselves, and that includes their skin health. As well, that these are just healthy habits that set your kid up for success in the future, which is so manipulative and predatory because it's really just beauty propaganda dressed up as if it's just as harmless as bath soap. I don't think I have to tell you that kids don't need these products, but they're doing their damn best to try and convince us that we need them.
Kids are becoming increasingly interested in skincare, and there is no skincare on the market that is made for them until now. Introducing your kids to an easy, simple skincare routine can really introduce good habits of taking care of their skin and taking care of their body from an early age.
I've seen people defend this line by saying it's just about bonding, that kids love copying their mums, and I know that, like, of course they do. Like, kids copy everything we do. My not yet even 2-year-old son is absolutely desperate to drive the car, but I'm not handing him the car keys, although sometimes I'm tempted just to keep the peace. There are adult behaviours, adult products and adult rituals that should have nothing to do with kids, and I strongly believe that skincare routines fall firmly into that category.
Take Rini, for example, the face mask brand that I already mentioned. It was recently launched by the actress Shay Mitchell with her friend Esther Song as a solution to the parenting problem of struggling to take off face paint after birthday parties. Everything in their adult skincare reservoir was too harsh and damaging for their children, and so they wanted to fill the gap by creating something safe for kids, which I find super weird. Like, you know what we would do as kids to take our face paint off? Use whatever dish soap was closest to scrub our faces down. Because if the power of Dawn was good enough for the ducks and oil spills, then it was good enough for my 9-year-old face. Now, is that actually healthy for kids' skin? Most definitely not, but it was such a rare scenario that it didn't warrant any specialized products. Like, unless you're putting face paint on your kid every other week, then why do we need face masks for children?
And I think what I found really interesting is in Shay's Instagram post, she wrote, "Rini isn't about beauty, it's about self-care," about teaching our kids that taking care of themselves can be fun, gentle, and safe. I would love to spend a moment unpacking that as a sentiment, because all kids do between, like, we're talking about 3-year-olds here.
Yeah.
All they do as they move through the world is be cared for.
Mm.
Like, that is the entire job of a parent. That's why parents are so exhausted, because all they do is care for somebody else. The idea that a child needs self-care, like, it is laughable.
Yeah.
It's like, that is the language that we use for 30-year-old women.
Yeah.
That is, we are selling skincare to 3-year-olds in the same way that we sell it to 30-year-old women. And I feel like it says so much to me that we haven't even, like I say we, that they haven't even adapted the language here.
No.
It's not about self-care. These kids are not stressed.
No.
But as they say, we've both done our due diligence and research and looked out in the market to see if there are these products that can be the solution to the problems we're finding as mothers. Nothing. And I think that's when we were like, this is needed and needed right now. Rini can sort of set the tone for them when they're older and being more conscious about what they're putting on their skin. And my follow-up question is, why are kids even concerning themselves with what they're putting on their face, besides slathering on copper-toned sunscreen by the pool in July? The thing is, skincare, as you can guess, is not a toy, and there are real consequences to children getting engulfed in this world so young. Yeah. So the first major problem we're seeing play out with Sephora kids is that they're often doing permanent damage to their skin. Because like I said, these girls are using so many products as if the more products you use, the cooler you are or the more effective it is. But with that, there isn't a lot of oversight on what they're using because it mostly comes down to whatever they've seen online. Again, these are young children who, for the most part, can't even read, as we've previously talked about in videos, so they don't know what the active ingredients are and what could potentially be harmful to their faces.
Why do you want toner?
Because it makes your skin glow.
But what is toner?
It's like you put it after your makeup.
Nope.
An analysis published in June found that girls on TikTok from ages 7 to 18 were demonstrating skincare routines with an average of 6 different products, and many of them risky for young girls. And if you, like myself, are asking, where are the parents in all of this? That is a great question, because often they are nowhere to be found. Unfortunately, it's not uncommon for parents to just drop their kids off at Sephora, leave them there to shop around, and then just come back to pick up the bill with absolutely no knowledge of what their kids are even buying, as if they're just getting lip gloss from Claire's.
Glad that we're finally discussing the epidemic of 10-year-olds going to Sephora, but what we're not discussing enough is their parents who are allowing them to go in Sephora and purchase drunk elephant and retinol and hyaluronic acid and all this stuff that is like very damaging to your skin if you are not old enough to be using it. I just feel like, as a parent, why are you allowing your child not only to go and buy like the most expensive skincare brands that they can possibly find? They're damaging their skin.
Many parents assume that the products their children are using have been tested for safety. However, both the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and European Medicines Agency do not require testing of cosmetic products such as anti-aging creams on children. Such testing is only required when a product is specifically labeled as made for children. And the craziest part of all, to remind you, is that these are young children we're talking about who already have perfectly clear skin. So they don't need any products, not products made for them. They don't need any products. Yet they're loading their faces with layers and layers of acids, peels, and toners every morning. Parents are bringing their preteen and teens to dermatologists for skincare routines, even though they have no skin pathology of concern, no acne or eczema, etc. These visits are requested by the children themselves who want a skincare routine, largely driven from what they've seen and heard from friends and on social media. Information is widely accessible, and so is misinformation. It's overwhelming and confusing for teens and tweens who may not realize that even peer influencers may just be selling a product in their instructional videos.
Because it's very viral, I've been seeing.
It's very viral?
Yeah.
And what does it do to you?
It's a facial spray.
For what? What does it do to your skin?
And ironically, the one thing that children should be using based on occasion, sunscreen, isn't even a top priority in their skincare. Just look up any Gen Alpha skincare routine on TikTok, and more often than not, there's no sunscreen in sight. What all of this means is that children are quite often damaging their skin with products that are too harmful for their skin, and they're getting sun damage on top of all of it. And when I say damage, I mean kids are coming into dermatologist clinics with rashes, destroyed skin barriers, and permanent scarring. As Dr. Brooke Jeffy says here, one of the reasons young skin looks young, plump, moisturized, and smooth is because it has a good barrier function. But when kids use irritating anti-aging products, they can dry out their skin, create breaks in the barrier, and set off redness and irritation. This breakdown in the barrier then lets in outside substances and microbes, and the immune system goes wild. Immune cells release chemical messengers to promote inflammation. The process recruits fibroblasts, the cells that lay down scar tissue. Scarlett Strahan, who is only 11, is a prime example where she got sucked into the skincare world, convinced that she needed to be concerned with wrinkles. She watched all the Gen Alpha skinfluencers and took on a similar routine with facial cleansers, mists, hydrating masks, and moisturizers. Then one night, her skin began to burn and erupted in blisters. The use of all these adult strength products destroyed her skin, and months later, she was still having issues. She says here, "I didn't want to get wrinkles and look old. If I had known my life would be so affected by this, I never would have put these things on my face. The sad thing is that Scarlett's story isn't unique, but a growing trend that dermatologists are seeing. Girls as young as 8 are turning up in their offices with rashes, chemical burns, and other allergic reactions to products not intended for children's sensitive skin. And so all of these skincare routines that are made to keep you young are in fact making children age faster than they normally would have because the damage is aging them. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to let kids use anti-aging products made for 40-year-old women. Why don't you see that's a problem? But the damage does still go deeper than skin. Now, you may be saying to yourself, isn't that the reason why they're coming out with child-safe skincare options so they don't burn their faces off? Yes, but that isn't the only problem we're dealing with here. Because these companies aren't just selling children soothing serum mists, but the idea that you're not okay the way you are, and they're here to fix it. Every face mask, moisturizer, and cleanser all tell the same story that you're a never-ending project that needs fixing, and in fact, you're behind.
So what happens when kids don't just start seeing these videos, but they start performing them themselves? It's one thing to watch skincare content. It's another thing entirely to wake up and film yourself performing a multi-step skincare and makeup routine before your class actually starts. The message to those girl creators and the people watching them is the same. Looking good is your job. Always. Don't forget it.
Because everyone else in your grade is already waking up at 5 a.m. to do their 10-step routine for glass skin. And if you don't join in as well, then you're going to grow into an old hag. And that's literally not an exaggeration, as growing old is one of the biggest fears of this new generation. You can see it on TikTok where there was this trend of women in their 20s showing what real skin texture looks like, because that's not a common thing to see when everyone on there uses the beauty filter to remove all skin imperfections. And I kid you not, children were bullying these poor ladies, saying that turning out that way would be their literal worst nightmare. Wrinkles are the new enemy, and it seems Gen Z and their younger sisters are terrified of them. A recent video on TikTok that has garnered more than 8 million views features a 28-year-old woman showing her raw, procedure-free face, meaning no Botox or fillers. As some women and girls cheered on her bravery, others were left horrified. "Praying I'll never look like that," one comment read. And that is how they hook, line, and sinker these young girls so easily, because nothing is worse than wrinkles. But the reason why these girls are so traumatized by real skin is because they're not used to seeing it. Gen Alpha is living more online than ever before, so they aren't looking up to or idolizing real people with real faces. Rather, a hodgepodge of Facetune, beauty filters, and AI-generated content. And that's why they gasp at the sight of a 28-year-old with crow's feet, because it doesn't align with their preconceived idea that you can stay young forever. I mean, look at Kris Jenner, for the love of God. If that's the standard for 70-year-olds now, then we stand absolutely no chance. A Dove report found that 1 in 2 girls aged 10 to 14 say they feel pressure to look perfect online, and 1 in 3 girls in this age group feel they are not beautiful enough to post a picture without editing. 90% of girls now say they follow at least one social media account that makes them feel less beautiful.
Psychologists are calling it digital dysmorphia, which is a distortion of self-image caused by constant exposure to edited, curated faces. When young girls tie their confidence to likes on beauty content, we teach them from a very young age that their self-worth depends entirely on how they look on camera.
But even if they know this content makes them feel like crap, they keep going back to it because they truly believe that they're just one product away from perfect skin. According to 14-year-old Mia Hall, who saves her $20 a week allowance to buy products at Sephora with friends, skincare was the only way she felt she could fit in. As Mia shares again, it's like a trance. You can't stop watching it. So when they tell me, "Go buy this product," or "I use this and it's amazing," it feels very personal. And so this is really the first generation of girls that have lived under a collective microscope that makes them feel like they need to be perfect all the time. There's no room for the trials and errors of childhood when everything you do is posted and can be liked, shared, or saved. These girls are struggling with self-esteem and body image issues younger than ever before. But they're only ever going to be disappointed when they realize that it was all just marketing tactics and filters. Because when these girls who've had skincare routines from the age of 3 three eventually grow into teenagers, they're going to have a rude awakening of what skin issues actually look like. The clear, glowing skin that they were promised will fade as their acne and skin texture come in, like it did for most of us, because that's what teenage life is. The only difference now is that it's absolutely unacceptable. A study by Curran and Hill highlights the rise of multidimensional perfectionism among young people, driven by social pressures to meet unattainable standards. Teens may feel anxious about maintaining their skincare routine flawlessly, fearing visible skin issues if they don't. Additionally, brands that market flawless skin create unrealistic expectations. Teens still developing their identity may feel as though they're failing if their skin doesn't match the airbrushed images they see online.
I don't see nurturing healthy habits here. I see us training kids to become beauty consumers and projecting adult beauty standards onto them, teaching them that their faces, even at the age of three, are something to manage and something to improve and to perform.
And so it's turning into this endless cycle of kids buying skincare just to fit in, feeling pressured to look like the influencers they see online, beating themselves up when they don't measure up, and then chasing the next product that promises the results that the first one never delivered. Now, this is technically nothing new in the world of big business, as they've always preyed on women insecurities for decades, but starting with them this young is a new low. What we need to understand is that no matter what ingredients are or are not in these products, the rituals and the intentions themselves are the problem. Little girls as young as three shouldn't even be aware of wrinkles beyond the ones that she sees on her mother's face when she smiles at her. So for the love of God, stop focusing on porcelain skin and find a coloring book or something. Okay, final thoughts. It's all very sad. It's sad that we talked about this a year, 2 years ago, and it's, like I said, only gotten worse. Like, what are we doing here, people? I thought there was awareness now. I also think it's so important to remember that we can tell our children no. Like, just because the kids want to join in on it doesn't mean they get to. You can tell them that it's only for adults and then move on with your life. Why aren't we doing that? I do also want to acknowledge that it is easier said than done to keep skincare away from teenagers, because it's such a social norm now that your child will probably feel like an outsider if they don't have a routine. But that's just the struggle of parenthood, right? And it's something that they'll probably be thankful of when they're older and just not see it in the moment. But that is all I have for you today. Thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't. Hype the video if you have that option. It's a new thing that sometimes pops up and sometimes doesn't. So if you can, please do. Also, check out the merch. All the proceeds go to the SA Foundation. But that's all for now. Bye.
Okay, look, I've read your comments. I can definitely admit when I was wrong. I was definitely a little harsh and critical of Rini. And now that I've done some thinking, I actually think it was a great idea. So I am launching my own line of beauty products exclusively for babies and toddlers, starting with Baby Shave. Have you noticed a handful of hairs growing on your kids' legs? Get them into beauty standards early. Teach them that hair is disgusting and it needs to be removed.